Hello, this is Heaven. May I help you?
Hello, I'd like to know how to get to heaven.
Well, sir, are you a sinner?
No, I'm a good guy.
Oh, then you're sinless.
Well, I'm not sinless, but I've done more good than bad.
Then you are a sinner. In that case...
Well, what am I supposed to be? Perfect?
Yes.
Well, then how do I get into heaven?
First step is to admit that you're a sinner.
But I'm not!
I'm sorry, we can't help you. Thank you. Hello, this is Heaven.
Compared to some of the people I work with, I'm a pretty good guy.
But we're not comparing you to others, sir. We're comparing you to God.
Well, that's impossible.
Okay, thank you. Hello, this is...
Okay, suppose I'm not perfect, then what?
Then you need to ask Jesus to forgive you for being a sinner.
But I'm not that bad.
Okay,
Wait. Now, I asked Jesus to forgive me, then what?
Well, since he already paid the penalty for your sin, then he will forgive you.
A message from Lifeline Productions. 1-800-523-8669. LifelinePro.com.
Can I help you?
Yeah, I'm looking for a 777 Pearly Gates.
This is 777 Pearly Gates.
Oh, great. Is there a door or driver or something I can get in?
Wait, what's your name?
Suppose you want to check, see if I got a reservation, huh?
Something like that.
No problem. The name's Grover. Claude Grover.
Let's see. Gibson, Grant, Green, Gunderson. I'm sorry. No Grover.
What do you mean, no Grover? There must be some kind of mistake.
No mistake. Your name's not in the book.
After all the things I done for you?
I know what you've done.
Oh, yeah, I know you're supposed to know, but what about the time I donated $20 to that telethon, huh? I saved the receipt. Tax deductible, you know. And what about when I was cheap with my kids' Trailblazers Club and they wanted the little color boy to join, huh? I didn't complain. I even gave him his own little... tent on campouts.
I'm sorry, Claude. That doesn't make it.
Oh, I get it. You probably want something religious, huh? Okay, let's be honest for a minute here. I admit, I missed my share of Sundays, but so what? I mean, everybody misses them. Hey, you gotta admit, I went every Easter and a couple of Christmases too. And remember that time a few years back when my wife was nagging me? I went two Sundays in a row, two in a row! Even missed a Rams game. Heard it, though. Had a little earplug in my transistor. You know, I didn't think anyone could hear those things, but after the sermon, the preacher wanted to know who won the game. He was quite a fan.
Well, Claude, there still isn't a place for you.
Well, what you want me to do anyways, huh? Hey, you want me going door to door with Bibles? You want me to put an I Found It bumper sticker on the Pinto?
You didn't have to do anything. I did all the work for you. If only you would have accepted it.
You act like I'm some kind of a bad guy or something. Look, like I never killed anybody. I didn't rob no banks. Listen, fella, I can see you keeping those guys out. But this is me, Claude Grover, you know, the life of the party. Lampshades Grover, good old law-abiding American citizen. Now, I never did nothing, really wrong.
Claude, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God.
Oh, yeah? Well, if all of us have sinned, then none of us have a chance. That's not fair. You're supposed to be fair. How do you fix that?
I died for you, so that by my grace you could redeem yourself.
What do you mean you died for me? Who are you anyway?
You don't even know me. I'm Jesus Christ.
Oh, come on. Who are you really? Where's St. Peter anyway?
I've told you. Now go.
Now, hang on. Look, is there a back door or something? I could wash dishes. I love to wash dishes.
I am the way, the truth, and the life.
Maybe there's somebody else I could talk to. The manager or the owner. Let me speak to the owner.
No man cometh unto the Father but by me.
Well, hardy, hardy, hardy. How many times I heard a line like that before?
It doesn't matter how many times you heard it. It only matters if you believe it.
Well, that's just great. Well, where do I go now? I got all this time off from work. I got my camera, a film, and flashbulbs. You know how I'm always forgetting flashbulbs.
Mr. Grover?
Yes?
We have a place for you. Over here.
Well, All right, that's what I call service. Voice I recognize anyway.
Geez, this beaver's getting hot in here.
Well, we sure hope you're enjoying this first volume of Highways and Byways. You can contact us and let us know with the contact information that you'll find on the last track of this CD. We'll also tell you how to subscribe to Highways and Byways there so you can have it sent directly to your address every month. There's no telling when you'll get back to the truck stop that you may have picked up this CD, and there's no telling if there'll even be a copy there by the time you get back. Now, we sponsor as many truck stops as we can here at House of Prayer Ministries, and we're constantly on the lookout for folks who have a heart to sponsor a truck stop with a box or two of CDs each month, or maybe even become a highway minister along with us. Now, I mentioned House of Prayer Ministries, and that's because House of Prayer Ministries is the main sponsor and the producer of this monthly audio magazine that we call Highways and Byways. When you get a chance, check out our main ministry website at prayerhouses.com. That's prayerhouses.com. If you didn't catch it, you can get it on the last track, like I said. Now, you'll see just a whole bunch of things that we do and outreaches that we sponsor there, and that includes a weekly radio program on a few local radio stations. That program's called House of Prayer Radio. As a matter of fact, our next segment is a short word for the day on the word alive from a previous radio broadcast. So let's listen in on, well, me. Well, here's a question that'll seem absolutely silly on the surface. Are you alive this morning? Now, I don't mean simply breathing air and getting by. I'm not just speaking about getting up in the morning and going off to the salt mines kind of alive as though we were the living dead. I'm talking about, I'm glad God woke me up in my right mind kind of alive. I'm talking about the kind of alive that recognizes the awesome wonderment of creation all around us and is glad to be blessed by it. No, I haven't had too much coffee this morning. In fact, I don't even drink this stuff. I've just never acquired a taste for it. But I absolutely love the smell of fresh brewing coffee, if that counts for anything. It's one of those little simple pleasures that's part of being alive. You know, it's kind of funny when you stop and think about it, but have you ever noticed that two people can experience the same thing and one will think of it as a routine given, while another person will view that same thing as a wonderful simple pleasure of life? Well, that's the way some people look at life, you know. One person sees life as something that they have to go through as though it's an automatic kind of thing, while another will be full of awestruck gratitude to their Creator for life abundant. Well, here's a short word for the day that hopefully will get us all thinking a bit about this life that we live and what we're doing with it. I want to read a passage from 1 Thessalonians in the 4th chapter. For this we say to you by the word of the Lord, that we who are alive and remain until the coming of the Lord will by no means precede those who are asleep. For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of an archangel and the trumpet of God. The dead in Christ will rise first. Then we who are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. Thus shall we always be with the Lord. Therefore comfort one another with these words. Now listen to the definition for this word alive from the Greek text here. And the word means, of course, to live and to breathe and be among the living, but it also means this, to enjoy real life, to have true life worthy of the name life, active, blessed, endless in the kingdom of God. Wow, that's a mouthful of definition, but this is the real life that makes living out life in the flesh so exciting. This body is a temporary home for my endless, active life in the kingdom of God. Now, we've probably all heard the term, born again. Jesus used that term in a conversation with a man once, and at first the man didn't understand how he could be born again. He even asked Jesus this question, how can a man enter back into the womb of his mother and be born again? Well, of course, Jesus was speaking of our spiritual birth, and there's this great example we can see from the story of the prodigal son. You know, the one who was aware of the proper godly values that we should live by, but chose to rebel and resist following that proper way. One day, in the midst of the trouble and despair that he found himself in, after he had made a real mess of his life, The Bible says that he came to his senses. When he returned home in humility, his father rejoiced at the fact that his child had matured and come to his senses. I read from Luke 15. It was right that we should make merry and be glad, for your brother was dead and is alive again. He was lost and now he's found. That's what the father's response was when the son that stayed at home questioned why there should be a party over this brother of his returning. The father said, he was dead, but now he's alive. And that's the same word there. It means to be restored to a correct life in this case, one who returns to a better moral state of living. The father said that his son had been dead, but now he was alive. This saying describes all of us this day, doesn't it? I mean, either you're living a full, meaningful life, full of blessings, or you're one of the walking dead. It doesn't have to stay that way, you know. Jesus said that except a man be born of the water and of the Spirit, he cannot go to heaven. And that's from the Gospel of John. Being born of the water happened when your mother's water broke and you popped out. Being born of the Spirit happens when we recognize that we're dead in our own sinful nature and we decide to finally do something about it. In fact, the only thing you can do about it is to invite the Creator of the universe to breathe His Holy Spirit of life into you. It is then that we're transformed from the living dead to the living and alive. I want to encourage you this day to do the thing that you've been putting off for far too long now. Here's one final verse for you to meditate upon for today, from Acts 17. For in Him we live and move and have our being, as certain also of your own poets have said, for we are God's offspring. Now consider your word for the day and ask yourself, will I be alive for all eternity?